We get to go behind the bench with head coach Dan Price of the Victoria Royals. It's coming off a 6-5 defeat at the hands of the Tri-City Americans. And Dan, 5-goal third period for your group. What were your thoughts of the game and of that third period?
Really happy with the tenacity, of course. Felt like we were relentless all throughout the course of the game, you know, especially in the third, partly just because of the, you know, the effort right till the end, and partly, of course, because the puck started going in finally. But, you know, we counted four posts, one crossbar, I think, another one off the knob of the goalie stick. And, again, that's not to take anything away from the way their goalie played. He played well, but we just really felt like we had generated some good chances and some goals that we, you know, we thought would go in. And but the guys were not deterred. You know, they stayed within their third period. They kept pressing. They got it to within one. We got the goalie out. Unfortunately, they scored, and we scored right back. And, you know, I just feel like if we had another 5 minutes or so, maybe we could have pulled it off.
The 5 goals give your club some more confidence. Does it, you know, loosen the grip a bit after only getting 1 goal in the first 2 games?
Yeah, I think that's perfectly stated. I think it just allows us to feel good, relax, feel good with the puck on our sticks. And I felt like in the third, even though there was great, you know, urgency and intensity, we were also relaxed. You know, there was no panic. We were calm with the puck, and that allowed us to score some goals. And hopefully we can continue that tomorrow.
Special teams play a role in this one again.
Yeah, definitely. But once again, though, you know, I thought there were so many great chances on our power play, both 5-on-4 and 5-on-3. And Tri-Cities, as we know, they do very well. They were opportunistic on theirs, and, you know, full credit to them for executing on their power play.
You get Dino Cambois back, body back in the lineup for you guys. What impact did he make?
Great impact. We love Dino. He's a very hardworking player, intelligent, prepares very well and very hard, spends a lot of time on video and on his development. Is able to play center for us, and that was great. He filled a role at center, not just as a centerman, but also, you know, he's got some size and range and mobility and strength, and he's physical down low, good on the dot. So he really helped us out there. And then I would say, you know, kind of along those same lines, Lane Zablocki, I would say that's probably his best game of the year that he's had for us. And that was playing center too, not all night, but for many of the minutes, especially in the third. And he really added an element of, I think, size and speed and strength and physicality in the middle. And we've got other guys that can play there. Noah can play there. Nooner can play there. You know, Ollie, of course, among many others. But I thought Zab did a really good job both at wing and in the middle.
Right on. And Dan, just finally, what's the message to the group going into the Do or Die game 4?
You know, I know this is such a cliche, but we really just do want to take it one game at a time. That's all we can do. We just have to win one to get it back home. We feel that, you know, now having some momentum in the third, we're feeling good about ourselves. Hopefully we can do that, get it back to our home crown, and then all we have to do is win one there, and we'll just take it from there. So I know it's going to be difficult, but I also know with this group it's possible, and we're excited for tomorrow.
Thanks a lot for this. Best of luck, Dan.
Thank you very much.